Welcome to the program. It's time for us to do the entertainment news, so we shall wait no further. Gene Simmons, back in the news of Kiss. You know, they're nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, but they're not going to do it because apparently you have to pay. You have to pay to get in, and they're not willing to pay.
Seriously?
They've got more money than anybody, but they're not. It's the principle of the thing.
I don't know about anybody. I think you two would give them a run for their money. But Gene Simmons says that they will not perform with Kiss members Ace Frehley or Peter Criss if the band is inducted into the Hall of Fame. He says, quote, both of those guys had three chances to be in the band, and three times they bleeped it up. So Gene Simmons not wanting to play nicely in the sandbox with the others. There it is.
It'll be interesting to see if they get in or not, because there's a whole bunch of good possibilities for this year's crop.
Yeah, I think Kiss should be, because I believe they are an icon.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, I believe they're an icon of rock and roll. I never really liked them, but I believe they're an icon.
I think so, too. They are a rock and roll hall of... I don't get, though, this I'm not playing together with them. It's the pinnacle of your career. It doesn't get
Yeah, but not
higher.
To him, it's not. He doesn't care. Gene Simmons doesn't give a flying flip. Doesn't care.
Really?
All he cares about is the checks cashing.
If he survives into his 70s and 80s... Okay, then why is it a big deal for baseball players but not for rock and roll people?
I don't know.
At some point, the money becomes less important, and people are going to say, well, what did you do? And you say, well, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Right. And when it comes to Gene Simmons, I think he feels that his place in history is cemented well, doesn't need it. Speaking of doesn't need it, we don't need this next collaboration. Psy, remember him?
Gangnam Style.
Yes. He's doing a collaboration with...
Miley Cyrus.
You would think either Miley Cyrus or Bieber. Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. He says, when I was in school, I literally cried when Aerosmith was singing Crazy or Amazing or whatever. They were crazy? He was in school when those... God.
He's young.
They were my lifetime
role
models. He's
Korean. He's never heard these songs. His publicist told him to say this.
That's probably true. He probably just... You know, heard of...
Now, wait a minute. Aerosmith, I'm sure, sells a lot of records in South Korea.
No. In Korean, he was told by his PR person, we will now heap praise on that strange-looking man over there.
You are like Aerosmith. They were my lifetime role models, he says. I'm collaborating with Steven Tyler. What the heck, man? I love my life. Yeah, well, we don't hear that. This next story is a little...
He does have an incredible life. He's marginal talent.
Yeah.
Huge. He's huge in Korea.
Huge. Well,
never mind. Just go move on.
Okay.
I knew what you were going to say.
A woman who dated Apple founder Steve Jobs for about 5 years in the 70s.
She's dishing now?
Yeah. Says that.
Lady, what a mistake you made.
Well, I don't know. Think about this. She says that when they had relations, he didn't like to. Complete the task. Not for her, but for himself, if you understand what I'm saying. He said he didn't want to waste his essence. His quote.
Uh-huh.
She says, for him, it was about conserving his energy for work. He also got mad when he found out that he had fathered a child with this woman because he felt that she was stealing his genes. Mm-hmm. What kind of whack job was Steve Jobs?
Did he check his phone during the act?
Didn't he have to be a...
Hang on, baby.
He had to be slightly wacky in order to accomplish what he did.
Probably.
Speaking of fooling around, yeah. I just read a tweet from Rex Ryan who said he did not tell the New York Jets that they could not have sex before the game this weekend. Just so you know, we talked about that the other day.
Sure he didn't.
Wives and girlfriends will be delighted.
Oh, yay!
All right. New movie's coming out. Here we go. The remake of Carrie. Chloe Grace Moretz takes the role of Carrie in this horror remake about the telekinetic girl who unleashes her power on classmates at the senior prom.
Eventually, every movie of the 70s and 80s will be remade for the tween girls of today.
Yeah.
But Carrie, you could make into an even sexier, more souped-up thing. Mm. Just find someone who's more babelicious.
Mm.
I don't know. That final scene... At the prom in the original
with
Carrie
the pig blood?
was pretty intense.
Yeah. That was the movie. That was the deal that changed Stephen King from barely making it, getting ready to die, to a very successful author.
Oh, yeah, here it is. I've got a still shot of the final scene. In this character, she's covered in blood, but she's in a brassiere.
Well, there it is.
Well, of course.
How hot can that be?
Well, of course.
Somehow the prom clothes have gotten removed before the final scene.
Oh, it is 2013 after all. Speaking of being covered in blood and in a bra, Sylvester Stallone is a security expert.
That would be a bro.
In Escape Plan, who busts out of prisons for a living to test their security flaws. But when he's betrayed by a client and locked up in a top-secret location, he has to rely on his new cellmate, that's right, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to help him escape.
I read a review of this. They sort of liked it. They said this could have been a really good movie if they made it back in the 80s when they were both at the height of their powers.
Yeah.
But even now, it has its charms.
It's a moment. Hey, are we going to break out of here or what?
It's just so hard to look at Stallone now. His face is so ravaged by time and surgery that it's just hard to look at.
I see the still on this. Yeah, they both of them look. You're right.
Yeah.
This is a movie that was good 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, guys, there's not enough steroids on the planet to make you guys look better.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch plays WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in a new thriller called The Fifth Estate. It's about how he helped create the site for whistleblowers, which is actually just a big old garbage site.
It's based on a book written by the guy who did all the heavy lifting for WikiLeaks, that is telling all of the tales out of school. So this might be interesting.
There's some other films that are coming out in, small release. 12 Years a Slave, we've talked about that a little bit. All is Lost with Robert Redford.
He might get an Academy Award nomination for this. It's apparently him alone on a boat.
That's got to be a fascinating movie. Oh,
if you like Redford.
Damn, Life of Pi beat us to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
No tiger this time.
Just Redford in a boat?
I think he's like marooned at sea or something. I have to read a review of it. I haven't. But
turns to his director. Aren't we missing an animal of some kind here?
I'm in Love with a Church Girl, starring Ja Rule, is also coming out. Paradise with Juliana Hough. And, of course, this one Tom wants to see, Big Ass Spider. That's a name of
who's
a film.
The star of that?
Tom sees that at the office every day.
Sounds like something Ice Cube would be in.
Big Ass Spider stars Greg Grunberg, a.k.a. the telepathic cop on Heroes, as an exterminator hunting an enormous mutant spider that attacks Los Angeles.
All right.
Well,
they did
one?
The giant spider invasion here in central Wisconsin. The special effects will be much better in this one.
WSAU, we'll be right back. It's the musical Stumper Day.
Whoa, gravity, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, and gravity, watching them float around. Ah, will they burn up in the atmosphere? Will space junk rip them from ear to ear? Oh, gravity.
See the number one movie in the world, Gravity, despite this cheesy John Mayer parody song. Gravity, in theaters everywhere. Rated G for Gravity and George and Galaxy and Good.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.